All right, an additional 65,000 new full-time jobs was created around the nation in February, but the unemployment rate ticked up to 5.6%. In WA, it's now 6%. Despite the slight increase, 8,000 new full-time jobs have been created in WA. Joining me is the Jobs Minister, Michaela Cash. Minister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie, and good afternoon to the WA listeners.
Indeed. Good news, more jobs. Bad news, the unemployment rate has gone up. Why is this the case?
Because there's actually been an increase in the participation rate, which means there are more Australians out there putting their hands up and saying, I'm ready, willing and able to undertake employment and I'd like a job. So yes, it is good news in terms of the employment figures, with 427,000 jobs created in the last 12 months.
And here locally, around 8,000 new full-time jobs in WA, that is welcome news?
Oh, look, it's always welcome news when I see an increase in employment. I mean, total employment, obviously, it fell over the month of February by 1,300. But you are right, the increase in full-time employment was 8,300. So certainly, labour market conditions in WA have strengthened. That's always a good thing.
Now, it looks like there's a win for the government this afternoon, because one thing that listeners to Perth Live continually tell me is the lack of apprenticeships that are available. And I see reported this afternoon that Pauline Hanson will support company tax cuts in exchange for an apprenticeship program. Can you confirm that, Minister?
Look, I can't confirm that, Ollie, but what I will say is this. We are very conscious of the need for more apprentices, and in fact, that is why we have our Skilling Australia Fund, and we are looking to deliver an extra 300,000 apprentices over the next 4 years. So absolutely, we also recognise there's more to be done on apprentices, and that's why we made that commitment.
And I see as well, Andrew Forrest, it's been reported that he has declared that any money that he saves from tax cuts will be reinvested back into the economy. So if you take FMG as an example, a 5% tax cut would deliver $40 million back to FMG. Surely that would create more jobs and would be welcome news for all Australian companies if they take the lead of Andrew Forrest and reinvest their money back into creating jobs.
Oh, look, very much a great Western Australian, but I also see Alan Joyce, Andrew McKenzie. They have also come out. They are calling on the Senate to pass the business tax cuts, pledging a lower tax rate will lead to more jobs and higher wages. So it is good news that the employers are coming out and saying, we will reinvest back into our business and create jobs and deliver higher wages. That's a good thing.
And I see that jobs is certainly front and centre at the moment in the national debate, because the ACTU wants to put the brakes on part-time work and remove the uncertainty for workers who are not in full-time positions. Now, is this something the government would consider?
Absolutely not. Part-time work is a valid type of employment, as is full-time work, as is casual work. I mean, the ACTU, I mean, that speech yesterday by Sally McManus has literally just been slammed across the board. Sally McManus and the ACTU are leading a campaign of misinformation to the Australian people. They want to scare them. The fact of the matter is, in relation to casualisation, guess what? For over two decades now, the percentage of the workforce that is casual has actually remained steady at around 25%. In relation to part-time employment, this is often a choice that people make, in particular women who have caring responsibilities. And in terms of full-time employment, the good news for Australians is we have now had a record increase in full-time employment growth. So all three types of employment are valid, and we need to promote them all.
Jobs Minister Michaela Cash, thank you very much.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.